USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in a half dozen states voting and caucusing today in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the last men standing. Although Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is continuing her long shot campaign. Biden campaigning in Detroit last night, telling the crowd,
"We're going to unite Democrats, Republicans, independents of every stripe. That's what the nation needs. We got to bring the country together."
Dow futures have been up markedly a day after coronavirus fears and an oil price war sparked a historic crash. The U.S. might have as many as 9,000 coronavirus cases already. Researchers at Cedars-Sinai Hospital analyzing travel figures and infection data to arrive at that number. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
Coronavirus concerns hit close to home for several members of Congress. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Four members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February.
Elon Musk says he's worried that his company SpaceX won't get to Mars before he passes away. Speaking at the Satellite 2020 conference in Washington, D.C., the billionaire CEO said yesterday he's definitely going to be dead if the rocket company doesn't pick up the pace on that project, Musk lamenting it's taken 18 years just to get to this point. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal regulators accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening those fake accounts between 2008 and 2016, which is when Wells Fargo admitted its employees had opened fake accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, meaning bank employees moved money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement has been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams as well as two additional roster spots per team. Don't bother trying to get tickets to Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune soon, as reports are the two game shows will tape without live audiences starting Tuesday because of the coronavirus. And California is apparently the place to be if you want to be happy. According to a new study from Wallet Hub, it put together the top 20 happiest cities in America based on depression rate, income growth rate, and other factors. Three California cities made the top five, including Fremont at number one. San Jose's number three, Irvine number four. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.